Let us turn
历代诸下，对不起，历代诸下。
Let us turn our Bibles to Second Chronicles.
历代诸下第三章
，Chapter Three.
第三章十五节
，Verse 15.
三章十五节
3:15
在殿前造了两根柱子，高三十五轴，每柱的顶高五轴。十六节
16.、
又照圣所内链子的样式做链子，安在柱顶上，又做一百石榴安在链子上。十七
17.
将两根柱子立在殿前，一根在右边，一根在左边。右边的名叫亚金，左边的名叫波阿斯。那这个在列王记上有个平行的记载。那我们再来看列王记上。
Let's look at the parallel recording in 1 Kings.
第七章
Chapter 7.
列王记上七章的十三节
First Kings 7 verse 13.
七章十三节
7:13.
那所罗门王差遣人往推罗去，将妇人招了来。十四
14.
那他是拿弗他利支派中一个寡妇的儿子，他父亲是推罗人，做铜匠的。妇人满了智慧、聪明、技能，善于各样同作。他来到所罗门王那里，做王一切所要做的。十五节
15.
那于是呢，他就造两根铜柱，每根高十八轴，为十二轴，又用铜柱做了两个柱顶，安在柱上，各高五轴，柱顶上有装修的网子和凝成的链锁，每顶七个。十八节
18.
网子作为有两行石榴遮盖柱顶，两个钉柱柱顶都是如此。十九节
19.
那男子的柱顶近四轴刻着百合花。二十节
20.
两柱顶的骨度上挨着网子各有两行石榴环绕，两行共有两百个。二十一
，21.
他将两根柱子立在廊前头，右边立一根名叫亚金，左边立一根的名叫波阿斯。二十二
，22.
在柱顶上刻着百合花，这样子造柱子的工就完毕了。所以我们看这两个平行的经节我们就有一个比较清楚的图案。
After reading these two parallel passages, we have a clearer picture.
所以我们现在大概有个概念，就是说有两根柱子。
There are two pillars.
那柱子当然是很高，在历代志上说三十五轴那这里边列王记上说十八轴。
The height of the pillars are 35 cubits according to Second Chronicles and 18 cubits according to First Kings.
当然这两个地方记载不太一样，不过这个没关系他们怎么去协调有人会解释说这个怎么去协调这两个不一样的地方。
There are different explanations to reconcile the discrepancy.
但是我们最主要的我们看到有石榴还有百合花。
But for us, we just need to pay attention to the fact that there are pomegranates and lilies on the pillars.
两根柱子呢是用铜做的。
Both pillars were made of bronze.
两根柱子呢是在殿的前边。
And both pillars were in the vestibules of the temple.
所以我们可以想象说，这个两根柱子是很清楚的要到殿以前就可以看到两根柱子非常明显。
So as you approach the temple, you see the pillars very prominently standing in front of the temple.
那我们看到每根柱子它有挂着一百个石榴，那是很壮观的。
And on each pillar there are 100 pomegranates, so that's very impressive.
而且又有百合花。
And on the pillars are also lilies.
所以可以想象得到是很庄严也很漂亮。
So we can imagine how majestic and beautiful the pillars must have looked.
一根在左边，一根在右边。
One pillar was on the left, the other on the right.
好，那我们下面一个问题啊，说啊，这个柱子啊，到底是实心的还是空心的？
There's a question regarding whether the pillars were solid or hollow.
啊，大家猜猜看啊，到底是实心还是空心？
Please guess whether they were hollow or solid.
你看当时啊，所罗门王的铜呢？是多得啊，没有办法去数啊，没有办法去数。这个铜银啊，在他来讲，简直是像马路上的石头一样。
In the days of Solomon, there was so much bronze and silver that they were as little value as the rocks on the streets.
因此，照理来说哈，实心啊，对不对哈？
So it would we would expect that the pillars would be solid.
啊，因为它的铜那么多。
Because he had so much bronze.
好，那我们看到底是实心还是空心的。
But let's look at let's find out whether they were solid or hollow.
来看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
52章。
52.
20节。
Verse 20.
耶利米书52章的20节。
Jeremiah 52 verse 20.
啊，所罗门为神的殿啊所造了两根铜柱啊，再次是用铜做的柱子啊。
Two pillars made of bronze.
啊，一个铜台，并坐下的十二只铜牛，这一切的铜啊，多得无法可称啊，太多了。啊，21节。
21.
啊，这根柱子呢，高18肘，厚4指，是空的啊，周围啊12肘。所以我们知道那个柱子是空的。
We are told here that the pillars were hollow.
啊，所以我们现在有一个更清楚的图案啊，虽然是铜很多，但是呢，这个柱子是空的，所以一定有它特别的意义。
As much as there was bronze, the pillars were still made hollow, and there must be some meaning to this.
啊，因为照当时的情况来说啊，要做一个实心的铜柱啊，当然是没有问题。
In those days, it would have been no problem at all to build pillars that were solid.
好，那我们先来看这个柱子本身啊的意义啊。
Let's talk about the significance of the pillars themselves.
我们要记得两根柱子啊，一根叫做亚金啊，一根叫做波阿斯。
The names of the pillars were Achan, Jachin, and Boaz.
那这两根柱子啊，不是在支持啊，这个柱子的屋顶啊，不是这个殿的屋顶。
The purpose of the pillars were not to hold up the roof of the building.
啊，这个柱子啊是当圣殿建完了以后啊，后来再建了两根柱子。
But the pillars were made after the temple was completed.
所以这两根柱子啊，一根叫做亚金，一根叫做波阿斯。
The pillars were named Jachin and Boaz.
那亚金啊，就是神使他坚立。
Jacob means held up by the Lord.
所以圣殿的建成啊，假设没有神的坚立，没有神的帮助，那是不可能的。
So unless the Lord established the temple, the temple could not have stand.
所以亚金的意思啊，就是说，你看这么宏伟的圣殿啊，就是神使他坚立，神让他盖起来的。
So the significance of the pillar called Jachin was the fact that it was God who upheld the entire temple.
啊，所以大卫他也说啊，假如看守城池的人啊，不是神的看守了，那看守的人也会枉然的。
So in the Psalms, we're told that unless the Lord watches over the city, those who guard will do so in vain.
啊，一样的，我们现在所拥有的啊，都是神建立。假设没有神的保守，那我们现在所拥有的不一定啊，明天还会再拥有它。
Today, unless it is God who establishes for us what we may have today, may be gone tomorrow.
那另外一个呢，叫做波阿斯。
The other pillar was called Boaz.
那波阿斯啊，有两个意思啊，一个是快速，非常快。
Boaz has two possible meanings. One of them is fast.
你看哦，这个要建圣殿哦，对于他们来讲，对当时代的人来讲，虽然是用了7年来盖圣殿，可是已经是很快的了。
Even though it took them 7 years to build the temple, it was relatively fast in those days.
你看当时也没有什么机器啊。
They had no machinery.
啊，纯粹呢要用人工来切石头啊，来运石头。
They had to use pure manual labor to cut the stones and to carry the stones.
啊，有些木材呢还不是本地的，还要从外国运进来的。
And some of the wooden materials were also imported from other countries.
所以整个工程啊是非常浩大。
So it was a huge project.
所以当时对他们来说啊已经是很快的。
So 7 years in those days would have been considered very fast.
啊，当然今天盖房子很快啊，我看那个房子就是 single house 啊，3个月就可以盖好了。
Today, it takes a very short time to build a house. A single-story house could be built in 3 months.
啊，要盖一个下面摸一块，最多还是2年就可以盖得好，很大。
And it takes at the most 2 years to build an entire shopping mall.
啊，但是当时啊来讲，7年已经是很快。
But in those days, 7 years was considered very fast.
那为什么他们都做得很快？
Why did they build so quickly?
因为大家都很羡慕啊，神的殿。
Because everyone longed for the temple of God.
啊，所以就动作很快啊，大家很同心。
And they were united, so they worked very fast.
那我们看到所罗门王啊，他这个分配工作啊，多少个人要上山啊，做木，这个凿石头的啊，几个人督工啊，什么人要扛台啊，都要很好的分配。
And Solomon made careful the divisions of labor, such as who would go up to the mountain to cut the timber or to quarry the stones, etc.
啊，大家分工合作。
And every the labor was divided.
啊，那个石头啊，运来圣殿，要建圣殿的时候。
And when the stones were shipped to the temple site.
啊，大家都很安静，都很同心啊，都没有什么吵杂的声音呢、啊。
Everyone worked quietly. There was no noise of any kind.
啊，所以进行的非常快。
So the whole project was going smoothly.
啊，当今天有些教会要买会堂啊，这个迟迟啊，这很难呐、啊，这个一点拖过一点。
Today, some churches undergo a long period of time in the process of acquiring a chapel.
啊，当然有可能是有其他因素了。
And these may be due to different factors.
啊，但是当时啊是很快的，不过是就是快速啊，大家都同心协力，说进行的非常快。
But in those days, the temple building was very fast, as represented by the name Boaz.
但另外一个意思啊，就是神是力量啊，力量在乎神的意思。
Another possible meaning of Boaz is strength, or the strength comes from God.
因为大家团结就是力量。
Unity is strength.
说大家都很团结，很同心协力啊，把圣殿盖好。
Because they were united, they worked together to build the temple.
啊，最主要的原因是因为大家都非常羡慕哈，好像大卫啊，非常向往神的圣殿。
They all longed for the temple of God. Longed to see the temple of God, just as David's heart was longing for the temple of God.
那每一个人的心啊，都在那里。
Everyone put their hearts and minds into this project.
啊，有个弟兄啊，他当负责人。
There was a brother who was in the church council.
啊，他那个教会啊，在盖会堂。
And the church that he attends was building a chapel.
啊，那个负责人在盖会堂的期间呢，他都不敢啊出去 vacation， 不敢出去外面啊旅游。
And during the construction of the chapel, he would not take any vacations. He would not travel abroad away from town, out of town.
因为他的心、啊、就是在那里。
Because he devoted himself to this project.
所以心就是没有在那里的话，就不会很快的。
Unless you are devoted to a certain project, the project would not go very quickly.
啊，所以这两根柱子的本身的意义啊，一根是押金，就是神坚定；那另外一根是波阿斯啊，就是很快速，还有神就是力量帮助他们。
So the two names of the two pillars are Jacob, meaning God establishes, and Boaz either quickly or God's strength.
好，那我们现在来看、啊、柱子的象征意义、啊、
Let's now talk about the symbolic meanings of the pillars.
那刚刚我们讲、啊、这个柱子是用铜做的。
Just now I mentioned that the pillars were made of bronze.
那这个铜、啊、是很纯的铜。
This was pure bronze.
啊，因为是请户兰啊来做的。
And Horam was the builder of the pillars.
啊，他就有办法啊，让这个铜柱啊显得很庄严、很漂亮。
And he was able to design build the pillars in a way that was very majestic.
啊，只要是纯铜的话，那个会反照的哈，就以前啊。没有镜子，像现在的镜子啊，都是用铜啊，我们叫铜镜，铜做的镜子。
Because bronze was reflective, and in those days people used bronze for mirror.
那为什么铜啊能够做镜子
？And why was bronze made used for mirrors？
原因就是没有杂质啊。
Because it was without any dross.
所以铜啊可以来表示非常圣洁。
So bronze may represent holiness.
啊，那我们就可以反照啊。
So we can reflect, see our own reflection through the bronze.
因为铜的本身就是一个标准。
Bronze itself can be a standard of measure.
啊，那个标准呢，可以照到我们呢，到底是有没有符合标准。
And with that standard, we can see whether we meet the standard.
而且铜的本身啊，就是圣洁，没有什么瑕疵。
Bronze represents holiness, and without blemish.
啊，没有什么瑕疵的话，才能够带来公义，带来力量。
And because it's unblemished, it can have strength and justice.
所以铜也可以作为审判用了，审判的一个代表。
So bronze also represents judgment.
因为它很圣洁啊。
Because it represents holiness.
那圣洁才能够有资格来进行审判呢、啊。
And only if one is holy.Is he qualified? Would he be qualified to exercise judgment?
那这两根柱子呢，是放在殿的前边。
These two pillars were placed in front of the temple.
那我们刚刚讲过啊，这个柱子的功用啊，就是纪念啊，纪念神啊，坚定啊，让他们能够把圣殿盖好。
The pillars were made as memorials to commemorate the establishment of the temple.
那同时呢，两根柱子啊，放到殿的前边也是一个标示啊。
And by placing them in front of the temple, God made them to be signs and symbols.
好像是告诉大家说，游客哈，到此止步。
So they on the sign.On the sign, it would say something like, you should stop here.
啊，闲人啊，勿进。
And you should not trespass.
因为以后是祭司才能够进去的。
Because only the priests would be able to enter the temple.
要他铜镜本身就是一个圣洁，那表示一个审判啊，谁能够进去，谁不能够进去啊？里面呢、啊，啊，自己看啊，自己看，因为铜柱在那里呀、啊。
The bronze served as a standard of measurement. You need to look at yourself to see whether you are qualified to enter.
所以看到铜柱以后呢，就知道自己能不能进去。
When you look at yourself in the on the bronze pillars, you would know whether you can go into the temple.
啊，请看以西结书。
Please turn to Ezekiel.
以西结书四十四章
，Chapter 44，
第五节
，Verse 5。
以西结书四十四章第五节。
Ezekiel chapter 44 verse 5。
神对我说啊，人子啊，我对你所说神殿中的一切典章法则，你要放在心上，用眼看，用耳听，并要留心殿宇和圣地一切出入之处。这里提到说神的法则要。放在心上啊，要用眼看，用耳听啊。
Here the Lord commanded Ezekiel to to mark well, see with his eyes and hear with his ears.
因为典章法则本身就是一个标准。
All the ordinances, these ordinances are a standard.
然后那标准以后呢，知道了就要留心哦，留心殿宇和圣地一切出入之处，看看谁能够进去，谁不能够进去。
He must mark well who may enter the house and all who go out from the sanctuary.
所以有的中文的译本啊，一个叫吕正中译本啊，就说那要留心谁可以进来，哎，谁要被拒绝于门外。
Go out from the sanctuary is sometimes translated as kept out from the sanctuary.
就两根柱子就放在门口。
That's the purpose of the pillars.
所以看到的人家自己就知道啊，说能不能进去。
when you see the pillars, you know whether you should enter.
所以我们教会本身也是要作为两根柱子。
So our church should serve as pillars.
看到的话就知道说有没有罪。
When people see themselves through the church, they can tell whether they have sin.
所以教会本身就是不能够作为宗教的柱啊，不能够作为传纯粹的道理，那就不能作为那两根柱子。
If the church cannot stand against the currents cannot be holy, then it cannot serve as pillars.
那两根柱子呢？里面是空的啊，中空的。
The pillars were hollow.
这是很奇妙啊，它的铜非常多啊。
It's rather miraculous or marvelous because they had so much bronze to use.
所以要做柱子呢，本身就是要倒空自己啊。
So pillars represent the teaching that we need to empty ourselves and bring ourselves low.
我们看到保罗啦、彼得啦，这些都是教会的柱石啊。
Paul and Peter and so forth were pillars of the church.
他们就是谦卑自己。
They humbled themselves.
所以柱子本身要谦卑自己。
So as pillars, we need to humble ourselves.
那柱顶上啊，有百合花，又有石榴。
And on top of the pillars were both lilies and pomegranates.
那花叫做开花，石榴叫做结果子的意思。
And they represent a blooming, as well as bearing fruit.
说这个是代表着什么意思
？And what does that represent？
请看以赛亚书。
Please turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书二十七章。
Isaiah 27.
第六节。
Verse 6.
将来雅各要扎根，以色列要发芽开花，他们的果实必充满世界。这里有开花，又有果实。
This verse talks about a blossoming and budding.
说开花果实就是要形容以色列人呢，他们要充满世界，他们人要很多。
As well as bearing fruit, the blossoming represents how the Israelites will flourish.
那人数多的话，就要实现神对亚伯拉罕的应许呀。
And this would be in fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham.
那也就是神的祝福。
And this was God's blessing.
说开花结果啊，就是代表着神的祝福。
So blossoming and fruit bearing represent God's blessing.
这个也是神的应许。
And this was God's promise.
所以当看到这两根柱子上面呢有开花又有结果。
Therefore, when one sees blossoming as well as the fruits on top of the pillars,
所以来到这里的话就能够想到神的应许。
They will be reminded of God's promise.
就是要记住啊，要记住神的应许，神的祝福啊。
They are to remember God's promise and God's blessing.
虽然当时有什么困难的环境。
Despite the adverse circumstances,
虽然有外族的侵略，
despite the invasion of the foreign powers,
但是毕竟神会祝福他们，神会让他们开花结果。
Still, God will continue to bless them and help them blossom and bear fruit.
所以只要到殿里来看到这两根柱子，就能够想到神的应许。
So anytime somebody comes to the temple and sees these pillars, they will be reminded of God's promise.
那这两根柱子呢，今天对我们来说有什么勉励？
For us today, what kind of encouragements can these pillars serve?
看启示录。
Please turn to Revelation.
启示录第三章。
Chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
启示录三章第十节。
Revelation 3 verse 10.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你免去你的试炼。十一节
，eleven，
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。十二节
，twelve，
那得胜的呢？我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，并我的新名都写在他上面。这边是。这个很熟悉的，就是约翰写信给七间教会之一。
This was one of the letters to the seven churches from John.
就是写给 Philadelphia 这个教会的。
It was written to the church in Philadelphia.
那这个就是有个爱心的教会。
This was a church of love.
那说你既遵守我忍耐的道啊。
In the letter, the Lord says, because you have kept my command to preserve.
那在末日的时候，因为有很多的试炼呢。在末日的时候，有很多的试炼考验。
In the last days, there will be many kinds of trials.
这间教会啊，他们能够遵守忍耐的道。
But because this church kept the Jesus command to preserve,
persevere, 遵守他们所有的。
And because they kept what they had.
所以主要是说啊，得胜的啊，那他要叫这些得胜的人呢，在神的殿中做柱子。
And those who overcome, God will make, Jesus will make them pillars in the temple of God.
所以做柱子的人啊，必须要遵守忍耐，知道忍耐。
So to be pillars, we need to first keep the command to persevere.
啊，神的道理有些时候啊，被称为生命之道。
God's word is also called the word of life.
有些时候呢，称为嘛救世之道。
Sometimes it's called the word of salvation.
有的时候称为赦罪之道。
Sometimes it's called the word of forgiveness of sins.
可是这里要称为忍耐之道。
But here it is called the command to persevere.
这个道就是怎么样来忍耐啊？这个道理啊，这个有一个条理的哈，怎么样来忍耐
？It is a way of perseverance taught by the Lord.
因为主耶稣基督啊，他还是忍耐到底呀。
Our Lord Jesus Christ Himself also persevered to the end.
圣经告诉我们，我们要效法耶稣的忍耐。
Therefore, the Bible tells us to imitate the patience of Christ.
他也教导我们要怎么去忍耐。
And He has taught us also how to persevere.
那行道呢？这个跟忍耐是有关系的。
Keeping God's word is related to perseverance.
在路加福音那里说啊，有这个四种种子的比喻啊。
In the Gospel of Luke, we read the parable of the of the seeds on four different soils.
那种子啊，撒在好土里。
Those seeds falling on good ground.
就是代表人们听到了道理以后呢，他们就要去行出来。
Represent those who, after hearing the word, put it into practice.
啊，圣经说啊，他们忍耐着结实忍耐哦，结实要忍耐呀。
And the Bible tells us how these people, such people, would do the word, practice the word with perseverance.
就是要行道的话，必须要忍耐。
So in order to keep God's word, we need to persevere.
因为行道的话，有时候好像是吃亏啊。
Because doing God's word sometimes means that we have to suffer loss.
就是要做主的门徒啊，必须要付出代价。
To be disciples of the Lord, we need to pay a price.
有的时候我们基督徒啊，真的是要所行的道理啊，表面上呢，当然我们会比较吃亏啊。
So on the surface, to keep God's word, we seem to be at a disadvantage.
啊，至少我们现在说吃亏啊。我们现在就吃亏了。
At least in the present terms.
因为大家没有在家里面享受啊，没有在家里休息啊，看电视啊。
Oh, for example, right now you are suffering a disadvantage because you are not relaxing at home or watching TV.
啊，来这里听道理，坐这个椅子啊。
Instead, you are sitting here in the pews listening to the sermon.
啊，这个就是一种牺牲啊。
This is a form of sacrifice.
啊，这个要忍耐。
And it takes perseverance.
啊，这个就是输给别人的呢。
And so in this way, you fall behind other people.
啊，有些时候我们小孩子哈，啊，聚会时间呢也要来聚会的。
And we bring our children to service.
啊，可是别人的小孩子呢？嚯，聚会时间在家里面很用功，嚯，一直读书读书。
But other kids can stay home and study very hard.
好像这两个哈
，like these two kids here.
Noah 跟 Hannah 他们来这里，就输给别人，对不对？你没有读书啊，赶快回去读书啊，对不对？
Noah，
你来这里就输了。
Hannah are sitting here when they can actually study more at home, so they fall behind other people.
主要表面上看起来哇，他们在读书啊，你没有读书。
So on the surface, you cannot measure up to them because they are studying, whereas you are not.
主要表面上看起来输给别人呢。
So on the surface, you are behind them.
啊，这个就是忍耐啊。
This is a perseverance.
那当圣经说啊，忍耐的人啊，有结局啊，他们必然得救。
But the Bible tells us that those who persevere to the end, who endure to the end, will be saved.
雅各书那边说，我们看看那些以前的圣徒啊，他们忍耐，有好结局耶。
The book of James tells us to look at the examples of those who endured and see their outcome.
因为神啊，会赐福给他们啊。
Because God eventually blessed them.
啊，神要叫他们在神的殿中做柱子。
God will make those who overcome pillars in His temple.
啊，这个忍耐是神所赏赐的，不是说你要忍耐就能够忍耐。
Perseverance is actually a reward from God. It is not something from within ourselves.
啊，请看罗马书啊，十五章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章第五节。
Romans chapter 15, verse
5. 第五节。
Romans 15, verse 5.
但愿是忍耐。你看呢、啊，是忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣。
Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus.
所以要忍耐啊，也是要祷告啊，求神赏赐给我们有忍耐的心呐、啊。
Therefore, to have patience, we need to ask God to give us patience in our prayers.
那到了末世的时候啊，最主要关键就是看看我们能不能忍耐。
In the last days, the critical requirement is to have patience.
啊，有的人不能够忍耐，就前功尽弃呀。
Some cannot persevere to the end and give up everything that they've worked for.
啊，就失去了神所赏赐的福分。
And they will lose out on the blessings that God had prepared.
那还要持护所所有的。
And the church in Philadelphia was told to keep what they had.
因为不忍耐的话，就持守不住啊。
Unless you persevere, you cannot hold on to what you have.
在今天这个败坏的社会里，我们要做中流砥柱。
In this corrupt society and world, we need to stand against the current.
我们的价值观呢，不能够随波逐流，跟外面的这个世界的价值观一样。
We cannot be drifting along with the values of the world.
我们看呢、啊。以前使徒时代有些人呢，被认为是教会的柱石。
In the Church of the Apostolic days, some individuals were recognized as the pillars of the church.
来看加拉太书第二章。
Please read Galatians chapter 2.
第二章第九节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse
9. 又知道所赐给我的恩典啊，那成为教会柱石的基法啊，雅各、基法、约翰。就像我和巴拿巴用右手行相交之礼，好，那这里说啊，被称为教会柱石的有这三个：雅各啊、基法的、约翰。
James, Cephas, and John seem to be pillars.
那大家一看呢，就知道这三个人就是教会的柱石。
People recognize them as pillars of the church.
就大家从这三个人的身上，我们就可以看到神的应许呀。
People could see God's promises through these three individuals.
可以从这三个人身上看到教会的希望。
People could see the future of the church through these three pillars.
不要说看到我们就哎呀，教会糟糕了，教会不会好的，教会越来越糟，越来越糟。
Hopefully, people will not lose hope when they look at us.
早就看到我们说，教会有希望。
But instead, when they see us, they should see how promising the future of the church is.
你看这些信徒啊，他们能够牺牲自己啊。
People will see how the believers in this church can sacrifice themselves.
他们能够坚守道理。
How they persevered in the word.
他们不会随波逐流。
How they do not drift along with the world.
那这个我们教会的希望啊。
These members are the future of the church.
所以柱石啊，就是让人看到神的应许啊。
So pillars are those through whom people can see God's promise.
神应许就是要在这个教会上彰显他的荣耀。
God has promised that He will display His glory through the church.
神的应许也是要让我们知道啊，末后的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
God has promised that the glory of the latter temple will exceed that of the former.
就会看到教会的希望。
In other words, through the pillars, people can see the future of the church.
我们要做这两根柱子。
So let us be these two pillars.
两根柱子是上面结满的石榴。
On top of which were full of pomegranates.
还有开花。
And lilies.
这代表神的应许。
representing God's promise.
在他们身上看到希望。
So let people see hope in through us.
当我们大家都能够做殿中的柱子。
And let us all be the pillars in front of the temple.
现在请大家到前面来祷告。
Let's come forward to pray.